the Mary Lee Taylor Program. Brought to you by Pep Milk, America's first evaporated milk. Yes, welcome to the Mary Lee Taylor Program, featuring the story of the week about that lovable pair, Jim and Sally Carter, and from Mary Lee Taylor's friendly kitchen, the money-saving recipe of the week. If you haven't as yet sent for your free copy of Mary Lee Taylor's latest collection of recipes for everything from soup to dessert, better do that right now because the requests are really coming in by the thousands. Remember, the name of this newest help for homemakers is From Soup to Dessert. Yes, this booklet has everything. So do this today. Print on a postcard your name and address and the title of the book, From Soup to Dessert. Send the card to Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or to Pet Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And now it's Mary Lee on NBC.
Hello, this is Mary Lee Taylor, with a promise of a most exciting half hour for you this morning. First, our story of the week about an evening in Sally Carter's life that she isn't likely to forget very soon.
Well, Mary Lee, what happened? That doesn't give us any clue at all.
Oh, it's a much too exciting story, Dale, to give any of it away. And you'll hear it all in just a minute.
As soon as you give a little clue about the other exciting feature of today's program?
Yes, and you might not agree with me, but when I can give our listeners a recipe for a wonderful dessert that costs only 31 cents for four people, and a plan for a complete sure-to-please meal that can be prepared for just about $1.85.
You mean $1.85 for a whole meal for four people?
Yes.
Well, that certainly is exciting. And what's that miracle dessert that you can make for just about 8 cents a serving?
It's chocolate coconut pudding, made in a jiffy with just four everyday grocery items that you can keep on your pantry shelf. And it is delicious.
And it is the pet recipe of the week, which means it's been chosen for this broadcast only after a lot of testing and tasting. So it's certainly a recipe you'll want. And Mary Lee will be giving it to you right after today's story. And now, with a quick reminder to get pet milk for all your milk needs, for cooking, coffee, cereals, and for baby too, we'll be on our way to Capital City to find out what's going on in the little apartment where Jim and Sally Carter live.
January evenings can be long and dull, especially for a young couple in the last months of waiting for their first baby. Sally and Jim Carter, in their small rooming house apartment, had settled down to that patient waiting, without expecting any excitement, when one evening, Jim looked up from his newspaper and said,
Sally?
Hmm?
I don't think I'll go to that meeting with Andy Rarick tomorrow night after all.
What? Well, why not, for heaven's sake?
Oh, I've just been thinking I'd just rather not go.
Why, Jim Carter, that's gotten into you. Why, just this morning at breakfast...
I know. I said it was a swell thing to try to raise money for television sets for the Veterans Hospital. And it is. But...
That what?
Well, there'll be a lot of other fellas there.
Jim, you promised Andy Rarick.
Sure, I know I did, but...
Jim...
Hmm?
What's the real reason?
Huh? Why, I don't know what you're talking about.
Jim?
Oh, all right. It's this thing in the paper.
What, Jim?
Last night, a prowler broke into that old house just two doors down the street.
You mean a real live burglar? Oh, that sounds exciting. Well, was anybody home, and did he brandish a gun and tie everybody to the bedpost?
Sally, don't you ever worry about anything. Can't you see what this might mean?
Oh, Jim, if you mean
that... I mean that that guy was only two doors down the street from us. And I'm not going to leave you here alone when some gunman might come in.
Oh, darling, that's sweet of you, but aren't burglars something like lightning? Never strike twice in the same place?
On the contrary. If he got away with a job once in this neighborhood, he might think it's easy picking. Especially since we've moved down here to the first floor. Nope. I've made up my mind. I'm staying right here with you.
Why, you'd be scared to death, honey.
Me? Oh, I would not. I've never met a burglar. if I ever do, I'm going to treat him just like I'd treat anyone else.
Well, you'd ask him to sit down, I suppose, and have a cup of coffee and a sandwich.
Why, yes, I probably would. And I'm certainly not afraid. Jim.
What?
Jim, you can't let those veterans down. You're going to that meeting with Andy Rarick tomorrow night. Please.
Well...
Please?
Tell you what, honey. If I can find someone to keep you company tomorrow night, I'll go. Otherwise, not a chance.
All right. I'll settle for that.
I'll get it, Sally. Hello? Oh, no, this is 37. That's all right.
Wrong number?
Yeah, wanted 3127. Say, you know something? I wonder.
Wonder what, darling?
I've heard that burglars often call a number just to see if anybody's home.
Oh.
Sure. Then if someone answers, they give a wrong number. No, honey. About that veterans meeting, I don't think I'd better.
Darling.
What?
It's all settled, remember? You're going to the meeting, and I'm going to have someone stay with me until you get back.
Oh. All right. If someone stays with you.
But, Jim.
Hmm?
Just give me credit for one thing. I'm not afraid.
Hey, Miss Carter.
Yes?
Did you know I'm supposed to be protecting you against prowlers?
Oh, yes, I know.
You don't sound like you're even afraid.
I'm not, Spud.
Oh. Then you wouldn't care if I ran down to the drug... I can't finish this model airplane until I get some glue.
I don't mind at all. You run along, Spud.
I'll only be gone a minute.
And I know how long one of your minutes is, Spud Packard. But don't worry. I'll keep the door bolted until you get back.
Oh, okay then. I'll be going. See you later.
Who is it?
It's Martha Rarick.
Oh, okay. Just a minute. I've got the door bolted. This is wonderful.
Hi, Sally.
Come on in, Martha. Just a couple of veterans' widows consoling each other.
Oh, I'm not going to stay. Just dropped in to see if you'd like to go to a movie with me.
Oh, Martha, I'd love it. But Jim arranged for Spud Hackett to stay with me this evening. Jim was worried about the prowler that broke into the house up the street.
Spud? Well, where is he?
He just went to the drugstore to get some glue for his model airplane.
And Spud is supposed to be your protection? In that case, I'd at least better stick around until he gets back.
Oh, no. Well, that's silly. I'm not afraid.
Say, since when do you leave your rings scattered around on tables? You better put them away if you're expecting a prowler.
You know, they've been getting tight lately. When I sew, they hurt my fingers.
Well, better leave those rings off permanently, honey. Or you may wake up some morning and find you'll have to have them sawed off.
You can think of the nicest things, Martha. Oh, listen, you'd better run along or you'll get there in the middle of the picture. And that's no fun.
Okay, if you're sure you won't be afraid.
Of course I won't. You go right ahead. There's nothing to be afraid of. Say, I am getting the jitters. Hello? Who? No, wrong number. This is 3137. Jim said that... Darn Jim and his crazy stories. Anyone might dial a 3 instead of a 2. certainly doesn't have to mean that it's a burglar. Why, I've done it myself. Just the same, I'll call upstairs to Nick. Maybe she'll come down here and stay with me a while. That's what I'll do. Nicky! Oh, Nicky! Nicky! Mrs. Hogan! Oh, Mrs. Hogan! Mr. Gulliver? No, I can't. Mrs. Jackson? Anybody? Isn't anybody here at all?
Yeah, lady. I'm right behind you.
Well, you almost scared me to death out there in the hall. Why, you're just a kid. Out there, you look so big.
I'm not a kid, lady. I'm 21.
What's your name?
Never mind about my name. Where do you keep your money?
Money?
Yeah, money. And jewelry.
Oh, my.
Okay, put the rings back, lady. I saw you pick them up.
You know something? Whatever your name is.
I know this is a pretty nice-looking diamond.
My husband thought maybe you'd come here tonight, and I said I wasn't afraid.
Okay, so you're not afraid. Where do you keep your money?
Oh, we're saving it. Putting it in the bank to pay for our first baby. And we're kind of hoping he'll be a boy baby. Like you were, you know?
Huh? Oh, you. Hey, this ain't just a stall, is it?
No, it isn't just a stall. But I'm wondering, when our little boy gets to be as old as you, suppose he takes a notion to break into somebody's house.
He won't, because he won't need to.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that. You're not really 21, are you? You're just about 15, aren't you?
Listen, I don't know what you're trying to get at, lady, but I...
Shh. There's someone outside. Pretend you're just 15. Sit down. I'll fix you a sandwich. A cup of hot chocolate, maybe.
But listen, lady...
Be quiet. It must be Spud. He's just a boy, too. Don't worry. It'll be all right.
Gosh, Miss Carter, I'm sorry I took so long, but... Hey, who are you?
Oh, Spud, this is a friend of mine. Joe Smith.
Yeah? Sounds like a phony name to me. What you doing here, anyway?
Listen,
you... He just happened to be in the neighborhood,
yeah.
And...
Want to make something of it?
I'll just lock the door.
Oh, no, you don't, kid.
No, stop it. Don't talk to me. What's the matter with you, Spud? Let me have that key.
Look, Miss Carter, how do you know? Maybe this guy's a part of the cops you're looking for.
Spud, the key.
All right, but...
Sit down, Joe. You too, Spud.
Look, I'd better get out of here.
Just a minute, Joe. You see, Spud, Joe came here tonight because... He felt sort of down on the world, you know, like you felt sometimes, because you haven't any father and your mother's too busy making a living to spend much time with you.
Well, jeepers. I'm sorry I got you wrong, Joe.
That's okay, kid. Say, look, I got a scram.
Joe, before you go.
Yeah?
Mr. Ellis, the man who has the drugstore down at the corner, he's looking for a boy to help him in the store.
Gee. Well, thanks.
And Joe, come back and talk to me anytime you feel like it. You're always welcome.
Okay, ma'am. I sure hope your baby... I mean, I'm sorry if I scared you. I'll be going now.
Bud, I feel like crying.
He was a burglar, wasn't he, Miss Carter?
Bud, I don't know. No, he wasn't really. He's just a kid.
Yeah, but I bet he's the guy the cops are looking for. I bet anything. I better go after him.
No, Spud. Let's just forget the whole thing. It's over and done with.
Mm-hmm.
Allie thought so. It wasn't all over. Next morning, at the breakfast table.
Allie, what do you think? They caught that prowler last night, not four blocks from here.
They did?
And that's not all. Will you hear this? Remember that telephone call night before last?
Why, yes, I remember.
Well, in this guy's pocket was a whole list of places he'd been checking. And there was our number on it, Sally. Do you realize what that means? Well, we're just lucky that... Well, I wasn't so dumb as that, huh?
Our telephone number.
And he had a whole raft of stuff in his pockets. Listen to this. Watches, two diamond rings, 300 in cash, even a wedding ring.
Oh, golly.
Well, hey, where are you going, honey? I haven't finished telling you.
Well, there's something I forgot all about last night. Well, just a minute.
Well, wait, honey. Listen to what I'm telling you. But this guy has a record.
Oh, no. I don't believe. Jim.
Sally, baby, what's wrong?
Oh, Jim, I did such a fool thing last night.
What do you mean? What's wrong with you, anyway?
Oh, Jim, I lost my ring.
We'll return to Sally and Jim in less than a minute. But right now, here's a reminder that can mean money for you. Send today for Mary Lee Taylor's most recent recipe booklet called From Soup to Dessert. Every recipe in this handy booklet can help you to save time and cut down on your food bill. Just address your request to Mary Lee Taylor, tell the station to which you are listening, or to the address I'll be giving you a little later. And now, back to our story of Sally and Jim and the uninvited guest.
Sally, what do you mean? How did you lose your rings? Where were you?
I wasn't going to tell you about it because I was afraid you'd worry and want to call the police right away. And
Sally, for heaven's sake, start at the beginning and tell me what happened.
I'm trying to, Jim. Carter!
Oh, great Caesar. Does that kid live outside our door? I'll go see what he wants.
No, I'll go. I know what it is. You finish your breakfast. Coming, Spud.
Finish my breakfast. First your rings are gone. You say you should have called the police. That kid tried to break down the door. And you tell me to finish my breakfast.
Yes, Bud.
Mrs. Carter, can you come out here a minute?
Yes. I know what it is, Bud. They caught the prowler last night. Jim just read it to me in the paper.
Sure, and that guy last night wasn't a burglar, like you said he wasn't.
What, Bud?
That Joe guy. He was just here. Said to tell you he was on his way to the drugstore.
This morning? Well, how could he be if they caught him?
That's what I'm trying to tell you. They caught the prowler, but it wasn't Joe. He's okay, like you said. And he told me to give you this little package.
Oh, Bud. My ring. Oh, Bud.
Well, what do you know? She kissed me.
Well, that's just one of the stories Mary Lee Taylor has for you today. The other story is called Happy Family, and the heroine of the story is you. The scene is your own home, and it's dinner time, and on the table you have... Well, what is on the table, Mary Lee?
A good old-fashioned meal that will be relished by everyone in the family. And there's plenty of food for four hungry people. There's sauerkraut and frankfurters.
And mashed potatoes?
Oh, of course. Can't have sauerkraut without mashed potatoes. And the salad is as beautiful as it is delicious. It's jellied cranberry salad.
Ah, Mary Lee Taylor recipe, I'll bet you.
And, of course, there's bread and butter spread.
And what's for dessert?
A wonderful all-family dessert called chocolate coconut pudding.
Yes, the scene is your own home, and it's dinner time, and when the man of the house, pleased with the whole world, and especially with you, finally pushes back his chair, he says, "Honey, that was a doggone good dinner. Hope we're not going overboard on our food budget, though."
And at that point, you can smile and say, "Don't worry, I'm staying within my budget." Or you can even do a little bragging. You can say that the entire meal, all the food that a hungry person would want, cost you only about 50 cents a person.
And you can get a lot of good ideas about other money-saving meals from Mary Lee Taylor's booklet called From Soup to Dessert. So don't miss getting a copy. And don't miss finding out how to make the best part of the meal, chocolate coconut pudding. Mary Lee will be giving you the recipe in just a few moments. And believe me, every Mary Lee Taylor recipe is designed to help you keep your family happy and well-fed and bring you the compliments you surely deserve.
And now let me tell you quickly why chocolate coconut pudding has been chosen the recipe of the week and why I believe you'll want to serve this grand dessert often. First, it can be made in a jiffy, so it saves time for you. Second, you can always keep right on your pantry kitchen shelf all the ingredients needed to make this pudding. So you can make it on short notice if you have to. Those ingredients are packaged pudding powder, chocolate flavor, pet milk, a can or package of shredded coconut, and vanilla. And from that list of ingredients, you will know that chocolate coconut pudding is a money saver for you. The cost is actually just about 8 cents a serving.
All mighty good reasons. But for my money, the best reason of all for serving chocolate coconut pudding is that it tastes so good. Smooth, rich, the kind of dessert everybody in the family will love. And how do you make it, Mary Lee Taylor?
Well, it's as easy as this, Del King. First, you put into your saucepan one package of chocolate pudding powder.
Put into saucepan one package chocolate pudding powder. Okay, go ahead.
Then you stir in a mixture of 1 cup of pep milk and 3/4 cup of water.
Stir in mixture of 1 cup pep milk, 3/4 cup water. Certainly sounds easy. What next?
Bring that mixture to a boil, stirring constantly.
Bring to a boil, stirring constantly. Okay, if you say so.
Then cook and stir for just 30 seconds.
Cook and stir 30 seconds. Keep one eye on the clock and one eye on the pudding, huh? Then what?
Well, then remove from the heat and stir in 1 teaspoon vanilla.
I can almost smell it. Remove from heat, stir in 1 teaspoon vanilla. Now we've got everything accounted for but the coconut.
Next, you rinse 4 individual molds or custard cups with cold water.
Rinse 4 individual molds or custard cups with cold water. But why, Mary Lee?
I'll explain later, Dale. Fill the cups with the pudding.
Oh, all right. Fill cups with pudding.
And cover and chill until firm.
Cover and chill until firm. But I still don't see...
Finally, when ready to serve, turn out the puddings and cover with 1 cup of shredded coconut.
Turn out and cover with 1 cup shredded coconut. And take it from me, you'll have a dessert that'll make an instant hit with everyone.
And for a delicious variation, you can give this pudding an exciting new flavor by using leftover coffee in place of the water called for in the recipe.
Yes, and if you like mocha pudding, that's your dish. And if you like milk that's double rich, then pet milk is for you. You just know it's double rich when you pour it from the can. So good and thick and creamy yellow. I didn't say creamy, mind you, because pet milk doesn't have the high-calorie butterfat that cream has. But pet does have some protective whole milk substances that cream does not have. And that's important to remember.
It's important to remember, too, that milk is such a health-giving food. Nutrition experts say you can't feel your best unless you get daily the good, nourishing substances that milk supplies.
And pet milk, don't forget, supplies those nourishing substances in double measure. And now, Mary Lee Taylor, how about answering the question about...
About why rinse the cups with cold water before putting in the pudding?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that makes it easier to turn out the finished puddings without any sticking to the bottom or sides of the cups.
Oh, then it is a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to waste any of that wonderful pudding.
That's right.
And by the way, you can't you, use that same recipe for making other flavors of pudding? I mean, besides the straight chocolate and the mocha?
Oh, yes. You can use either vanilla or butterscotch pudding powder in place of the chocolate pudding powder. And if you're giving the dessert to very tiny youngsters, just omit the coconut.
Oh, and speaking of tiny youngsters, do you know that every baby needs what Pep Milk supplies? That's right. Every baby needs what Pep Milk supplies for strong, straight bones, for sound teeth, and for the best of growth. Because Pep Milk supplies just the right combination of milk minerals and vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin.
And because the Pep Milk Company is interested in having every baby grow strong and sturdy, they've prepared a book that's free to every mother. A valuable book on the care and training of a baby, approved by a well-known doctor. And I'll gladly send you one if you'll just drop me a postcard.
That address, remember, is Mary Lee Taylor, care of this station, or Pep Milk, St. Louis, Zone 1, Missouri. And you can get other Mary Lee Taylor money-saving ideas if you will help yourself to one of the handy recipe folders featured in your favorite grocery store with the Pep Milk display. Now, in just a second or two, Mary Lee will give you today's recipe for happiness. But first, a quick reminder to tune in tonight for Vic Damone on the Pep Milk Show, with the new singing star Kay Armon, the Serenaders, and Gus Henschen and his Pep Milk Orchestra, heard over most of these same NBC stations. And now let's find out what will be happening long about this time next Saturday.
Well, the recipe of the week for next Saturday is for a very popular soup that can be made quick as a wink. Some people hesitate to make their soup, much as they like it, because it's just a little tricky. But with my recipe, it's easy to make it perfectly every time.
And the story of the week?
Well, let's just say that next week's story about Jim and Sally Carter is really what inspired me to give you today's recipe for happiness. The proof of a generous heart is the ability to be generous without telling anybody. And now, until next week, this is Mary Lee Taylor saying goodbye and happy homemaking.
Goodbye, Mary Lee Taylor, and good luck and good health to all of you from Pep Milk, the first evaporated milk. The Mary Lee Taylor program is directed by Al Chance. Del King speaking.